Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
I never know how my patients will react to the question of vaccines anymore. When Julia came to my office, I thought ordering some routine vaccines would result in a simple discussion. Instead, her first reaction was to refuse them altogether. This has become an increasingly common experience for my colleagues and me. In the U.S., a recent study showed that more than a third of parents now say that they should not have to vaccinate their children for childhood illnesses to enter school. Globally, we are seeing a similar trend. In a recent study across 53 countries, one in five adults felt hesitant about getting a COVID vaccine. What is the effect of this global change? In 2021, 40 million children missed a measles vaccine dose, resulting in 9 million cases and 128,000 deaths from measles worldwide, meaning that now measles poses an imminent threat to every region of the world. By trusting misinformation over the advice of health experts, many parents have left their children vulnerable to avoidable illness and possible death. So what to do? The wider healthcare community needs to take both individual and systemic approaches to this problem. In healthcare settings, we need to explain clearly about the side effects versus the consequences of vaccine-preventable diseases. At the same time, we need to reassure patients and parents that the vaccine safety system is robust. Our citizens can join the public health community to combat misinformation and promote policies that encourage people to opt in for all our children. Consider California's lead in closing the non-medical exemptions for vaccines in schools, for example. After some discussion with Julia, she agreed to some vaccines, but not all. Given this partial victory, I felt encouraged and hopeful that with time, the healthcare community, along with the support of a well-informed public, can contribute to reversing the tide of vaccine hesitancy. Our global health depends on it. With a perspective, this is Dr. Baldeep Singh.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.